Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. Almost stepped on it there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Happy 2020.
I know. Did you forget what to do?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that. And then, oh, crap, I need to talk. I am Vicky Barcelona, professional as always. And with me in our professional journey is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to a new year and a new decade.
It's like a new year, new me. Okay, or not
really. No. I posted something and I was like, I'm still the same a-hole I was last year. Sorry.
I feel like you're the same a-hole you were 10 years ago.
Probably. Maybe 28 years ago, right as I came out crying.
I think, well, we'll actually talk about that. Like a decade in review, a lot of people are doing. But before that, how can people get a hold of us?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And before we get into New Year's and resolutions and goals and predictions and reviews, I don't know. How was the holiday break? Because we were away for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 or 4, I think.
Yeah.
Because Steve had his bebé.
Little Tato.
So we were on little paternity leave before the big holiday break.
Right. So we got that extra week because of Little Tatum.
Woo! Sleeping in was a joy.
That was very nice. That was the one nice thing. I slept in till like 7 or 8 a.m.
That's it?
Yeah, I can't go back to sleep. And then it's funny because I sometimes stay in bed, watch TV. Like one day I got to do that. I stayed in bed, watched TV, and then around noon I took another nap.
Nice.
That was great. But that was my only relaxing day. I didn't do crap.
Yeah, see, I can sleep until like noon. I'm such a night owl. I go to bed late.
Oh,
and then I wake up late. But yeah, and I actually sprained my ankle really badly a few days before Christmas.
Oh.
So I legit couldn't really do anything. So the bed was my best friend. But yeah, it was very unexciting.
That was your whole, that was the quote unquote most exciting part of the holidays?
Yeah, I sprained my ankle. I accidentally got extremely high on Christmas and it was terrible.
How did you get high? You don't smoke often.
I don't smoke often, but I have drops, which I thought they were CBD drops and usually don't do anything for me. So I took a lot of them and it was actually CBD mixed with THC.
Mm.
And I don't know if, because of my sprained ankle or whatnot, my tolerance just went completely low. But it was right before I was supposed to go upstairs and open gifts. And I did that. But girl, holy crap. I have never felt like that in my life.
Were you like enjoying the high?
No.
Or were you, okay, paranoid
I
or
was
just like
freaking out.
Because you can't control it. Like,
no,
the
I
high.
Yeah. And I was just sitting on the couch watching my family like make breakfast. And all of a sudden, it all hits me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? My heart starts racing. I look to my boyfriend, and I'm like, babe, I think I'm really high. And then I just give him this look like, I'm going to freak out. Like, this is not good. And so we went outside. He was like, it's going to be okay. You got this. And I'm like, I don't know, like, can I just cancel Christmas? Like, do you think I should tell them? Do you think they'll understand? No, just play it cool.
If anybody's going to understand, it'd be your folks.
Hey, parents, I'm really, really, and I've never been that high before, and I'm not a good high. I've maybe smoked weed a handful of times or done weed or ate weed or whatever, and I get really paranoid. I get really weird.
I mean, and especially because it was an honest mistake. You thought this didn't have THC in it.
Yes, I thought it was CBD to help with my ankle pain.
Right.
That's why I took it.
It's so I think they would be like, look, mom, apparently this has THC. I'm really high. I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah, no, you know.
I think they would be understanding.
I didn't say anything. So I just sat there. And it Christmas, opening gifts. And with my family, you write a clue on every gift. So
you guys
everyone,
still do that?
Oh, yeah. So everybody focuses on you for every single gift. And the night before, my parents had said they had gotten me a lot of stuff. They didn't realize how many gifts they had gotten me. So I was already like, oh, man, the spotlight's going to be on me this entire time. And I just kept it was horrible. It was horrible. And then, you know, I get like a sweater or something, and then I wouldn't know how to react. And then I would think I was reacting like not enough, so then I feel like I like creepily smiled with excitement like too big, and then I just ended up like rubbing my face on it and was like, oh,
I was gonna say,
this feels so soft to every article of clothing I got.
It's like some panties, like, ugh.
Yes. seriously. And like socks, I'd be like, oh wow, these socks so pretty. And then like I'd look at my boyfriend and then I'd be like, okay, too much. And then I would just like sit there and just smile. And then
seriously,
then I started seeing two of my mom and two of George. Like I was really on a different level and I couldn't eat. And then of course we did that with my family. And then we had to do this exact same thing with my boyfriend's family.
And you were still high.
I
would have stayed home.
I was high until like the next, like the middle of the afternoon the next day.
Yeah, that's
like I was so, like I was like, babe, feel my heart, like it was racing. And then I was like, if I was like, can we like take a pause on this for like an hour? I feel like I would have just slept for like 3 days. Like, ugh. Yeah, so that was like the highlight. So then after that,
highlight
that was the I didn't mean to do that, but yeah, that was Christmas, and they still don't know. I think they thought maybe I was just like in pain because of my ankle, and then sometimes I'd be like, oh, I'm just so nauseous because of my ankle, but in reality, I'm like, what is happening?
I am so paranoid right now,
and everyone can tell, and I'm just gonna smile. And my eyes, we took pictures and my eyes just are so, they're like pretty much closed in every picture, but they're not closed, but they look closed. And I'm like, oh man, it was great. It was great. Yeah. And then
how did your ankle feel though?
I don't even remember. So I guess
it worked.
I guess good. And then my boyfriend was like, did you like all the gifts I got you? And I'm like, babe, I don't
remember.
I don't remember any, like you're going to have to remind me because it was all a blur.
Because your mind doesn't, I feel like when they, I've read that when you get blackout drunk, it's not that you forget what happens. It's like if your head was a camera and no one ever hit the record button.
Oh, yeah. It's not there.
It's just like, it's happening, but nothing's actually retaining. So that's why you couldn't remember because it just never retained in the first place. It's blank. I have a feeling like like when I've taken too many edibles, like there was one occasion I was high for literally like kind of the same thing, like a whole day.
Oh man.
I was staring at, like I was dog sitting a puppy and I was staring at its action because I took it outside to go do its business. And I was staring at it for what felt like 20 minutes. It might've been like five, but I'm still like bent knees hovered over this little pile and I'm just staring at it.
Like,
I'm like, whoa.
Is it going to move?
I don't know. I'm just like, I couldn't bring myself. I'm like, I need to pick it up. I need to pick them on.
But it's just right there. I need to pick it up.
I'm like, look, it's just there. Yeah, it was so bad. And I had my first day on the job the next day.
Oh, golly.
As a waitress. But that is the worst feeling when you're like, I don't want to be high anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. I don't want it. This is too much. And it's like too high. And so you can't really focus. And I've done that at parties where I was smoking from a vape pen and then I didn't realize how much I had actually inhaled. And I'm sitting there like,
yeah, you can never like get your bearings. You can never get grounded.
And I feel like I can't, like people are talking to me and I'm watching them talk to me and I can't, as they're talking to me, I don't know what they're talking about. Like it's not recording.
Yeah.
Like, and my thoughts are too loud.
And then for me, they would like stop and then I think in my mind, oh, it's my turn to respond. And then I would automatically think, oh, it's already like too late to respond. This is awkward
like
now.
Your sense of timing is completely off when you're too stoned.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate it.
And then it felt I felt numb. My face felt numb. Mm. So I felt like I would be laughing, but it wouldn't, to me, I would think they wouldn't think I was laughing because I could barely feel my mouth really move. So I'm like, let me super laugh then. You know, and then I'm like, oh, now I just look weird.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was an experience, but let's just say I was so glad Christmas was over. I was like, never again.
Okay, after the fact, now that you've had time to deal with it, did you get anything cool? Or anything that you're really excited about?
No. I got, my mom tried to shop for me and got me clothes on clothes on clothes, and I returned everything except for two things.
And I guess the things you didn't return were socks?
Well, those two. But a pair of boots, which I actually really like, and then this like simple cardigan. But she got me like all of this stuff that is so not my style. And I'm like, what the hell is all this? And then she got me like pants that didn't fit. And then I was just like, you know, that's like the worst feeling. Like,
my parents don't buy me clothes anymore. Yeah. Unless it's like something I specifically have like requested.
Yeah. I learned my lesson. I was like, mom, no more. Like, no. It's just work for me to try them on. Then I end up feeling bad if I don't like it just in general or if it doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. Then I just, you know, it's just an S show.
So for mine, what I did for Christmas is my brother always, like, we have this thing where like, what do you want? My brother never tells me what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Almost never. There's a few occasions like, okay, I could use some new running shorts. So it's like, I'm like, send me a link so I know which brand and style you like, or he'll show me it. And so I know, okay, like I can tell my folks he needs new running shorts and some new running socks. But what I do for my brother, because apparently I'm the hardest to shop for, I guess.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, I don't really need any like trinkets or anything like that.
Well, and clothes is like, it's a go-to, but it's hard. Yeah. And then you don't really like
sizes
like,
and stuff. Yeah.
Soap and lotions and stuff.
I do like lotions.
Oh, really?
I'm like, soaps, I like bath bombs.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, like, different soaps and stuff. Like, you know those packages? Those are just kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of people usually get, and then they just, like, putting end up half of it, like, away and then never using it.
Yeah, like, I think, anyways. So I end up sending my brother a couple links, like, to my Amazon wish list.
Oh, yeah.
Things I've saved on my wish list, like, things that I will eventually buy for myself. Like, hey, you know, need, like, $10 to get, you know, one day shipping, you know. Let me put this item in here. Whether it's, like, a knickknack for me or for the house, like... I got this like little, it's like a bag that you can put within your bag or you can use it as its own bag. And it's like for your like iPad and notebooks and pens and stuff. So it's really cute. And just like random little stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they picked out, I sent them a few things and they picked out the things that would arrive in time.
Oh, so like that's good.
So I'm like, they had a few things from my list. So I'm sitting here. I'm like, haha, I wanted this. My brother got me like, I've been wanting it for my back. It's a knee pillow.
Oh.
So you put it between your knees when you're on your side sleeping.
Okay.
But when I sleep on my back or on my stomach, like I throw it, like I kick it out.
Yeah.
But
I think like, my mom has one of those.
It felt good on my hips.
Good.
It's actually helped. So like stuff like that.
Such an old person.
I know.
I need a pillow for my legs.
It's actually a nice pillow to like lay your head on too. Like, because it like cradles your neck nice.
It's still an old person gift.
I know. I was very excited about it. I do not care. He bought me a gift and I requested it. So I was happy.
So that was your favorite gift?
My mom actually bought me really fancy pots and pans.
Oh my gosh, yes. Nikki, how old are you?
I don't know. You got a cardigan.
Is this what your 30s looks like?
Oh my God, they're so nice.
Well, iron pans are pretty expensive.
They are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
She's like, I got a really good deal on them. And I'm like, God, that makes me love it even more.
Aww.
Like, I love good deals. And she's like, I might have gifted myself some too. I'm like, yes.
Good.
But they're actually really cute. They got like flowers on the glass part. So, I got like little random things and it was really, really nice. Christmas, like we were all really sick.
Oh, really?
Foster baby Gio got us all really sick. Like he was fine within a week. He gave my mom an ear, like, or I don't know, he didn't give her an ear infection, but she got an ear infection in both ears.
Jeez.
Like she was just out. My dad had to take a day off. Like, and that meant he had to work Christmas Eve.
And so then you got it.
I got it too. So I was sick for like 2 weeks. And the thing is, I never got a chance to rest because my friend decided to consolidate because she now lives with me. Her business is in Tacoma, but it's just so much of a drive.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know what? I've been wanting to consolidate and reset some stuff and like kind of change the direction. So she's bringing her business to a storage unit / my garage, which is actually freeing up space because we put all her stuff in the storage unit. So basically a wall in my garage is going to be where they're going to have like fulfill their orders.
What about all of like her employees and stuff?
Most of the stuff is online, so they'll work from home.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they will fulfill orders once a week, so they'll just drive down, come in,
go into your garage, and
She's gonna be paying me like rent for that space that she uses.
Oh,
so it's beneficial for me.
Is she paying rent for the room she's living in?
She will be like starting this month.
Whoa, that is really wild.
Yeah, it's been crazy, and we've been trying to move everything, and then all of us have been sick as hell.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, so could you imagine? And the thing is, it's not like, oh, you're on the bottom floor, it's a one-level thing. No, this is enormous amount of stairs that we have to climb up and down.
Whoa.
To, like, get stuff out.
Why'd you guys do this now? Why didn't you just wait till after the holidays and when you guys aren't sick and, like, it's so busy? And
They were selling the building. And because of their lease, the way they had it set up, like she had less, like about a month.
Oh, to get out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're really, really nice.
I know. I'm hoping. I was saying, I'm like, I have my moments where I'm an a-hole. And like I've thought some horrible things and sent out bad energies.
Oh, yeah.
Like we all
does.
Do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm sitting there. It's New Year's Eve. She asks me, you know, can we just do one quick load? Because she has until literally the end of the year. It is New Year's Eve. We're trying to do the last load.
Yeah.
I get there. She was supposed to ride with me, ends up riding in the U-Haul instead. She put her backpack in the back of my car because originally going to ride with me.
Yeah.
I didn't see that it was there because it was in the car seat because I have a car seat for Prince Miggs, my foster brother.
Yeah.
I go inside. I start, you know, packing up and trying to shovel stuff down. And one of the girls comes in. She's like, is your car the one with the broken window? I'm like, what? No.
Oh, no.
It's like, do you have a car seat? So we go down there and my car, somebody broke into my car in Tacoma.
What?
They smashed my window for the backpack. And my roommate's like, did you bring the backpack up? I'm like, what backpack?
Oh.
I didn't see the backpack.
You didn't even know it was in there.
No.
And she didn't remember that she put it in the back?
No.
What was in the backpack?
Anything? Her work laptop and her work stuff.
Oh, so, happy new year.
Right. And because we kept saying like, okay, all the bad stuff needs just to happen in 2019 because we're coming into 2020 and it's going to be good.
Well.
So I was sitting there like just livid.
Too, and there was like glass everywhere and mm-hmm. stuff.
So I had to like, I cleaned out the, what's it called? A car seat. I had washed the cover of it and everything to make sure there's no glass in it. I still have glass on the floor because, so she was very nice and she's like, I'm going to pay for your window.
Duh, bitch. You're the one that left your backpack in my car.
But okay, so here's a fun.
And you're letting her live there rent free. Of course you're paying for my damn window.
So we might actually be getting the window for free.
Oh, did you show them your boobs?
No. So she had called the company. They said, okay, well, it's going to be this day. Oh, it's a special window. We have to custom order it. So they had to wait. So I was without a car. Like, I could have driven it. We put plastic over it. I really didn't want to. So yeah. I was out without a car for like 4 days. And the guy comes in. He fixes it, but then messes something up. So he can't, I can't roll that window down. Huh. Like, he disconnected. And she's like, I'm not paying you for this until you connect.
How much was the window? How much?
I don't know. I didn't ask. She's like, I'm not paying you until you connect it because they messed up the wiring.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so that's
yeah.
another thing they had a custom order. They ordered it from the dealership.
Well, she shouldn't have to pay for that.
No, exactly. So she's like, I'm not going to pay you until it's fixed.
Well, when is it going to get fixed?
I don't know. There was somebody at my door earlier, and like I have the little Ring app, so I think he was coming by today. But this dumbass, like, I think if I was getting my window, like my window smashed in, I'm guessing that's a lot of what you do is fix windows of people who had their stuff stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine part of it would be clearing out the glass, right? That's not.
I have no idea.
Because if you're opening up the door, like the inside of the door, there's glass that's down in there. And if you don't, it's just going to make that like noise. Like you're going to hear all that glass within your door.
Oh, like inside the door.
But inside the door. But also if you, I'm assuming you have a vacuum for that, right? Because you're not going to be cleaning that up by hand.
So I don't know. I would have vacuumed it up myself.
Well, like I would have too, but I was expecting your vacuuming because I've had a window smash before.
Oh, okay. I never have.
And they vacuumed it. So like this was many years ago. So I'm thinking they're going to vacuum the glass out. And so there was still plenty of glass and the guy left his beanie in my car.
Well, where'd you guys go? It sounds like a ratchet.
I don't know.
Ass,
like she had one of those that come to your house.
Mm.
So I'm sitting here like.
Maybe it's cool. Like, no, is it like with a company?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, maybe it's just like someone like you
it's.
Know,
I think it is with the company. I think she contacted a main company and they have multiple companies that work under that. I guess. But she handled it all, and so I think because of all like she like complained and stuff, and so she's like, I think we're getting your window for free.
Well, either way, that bitch should have paid for it anyway.
Right? Exactly. No, but she was
anything in my car. Ever.
No, same. Anytime I go anywhere, I always put my backpack in my trunk.
Yeah.
Like if I don't want to bring my backpack in, I put everything in the trunk. And if I have a friend there, I'm like, no, put it in the trunk.
Yeah, me too. Even if I'm like going to, even up right outside of my house, mm-hmm. Like nothing stays there. Because I'm kind of like, yeah, I mean, there are A-holes in the world in the world, and they're going to see there's a bag there. What could be in that bag? They don't care. If it's something they can sell, they're going to try to get it.
Like I don't even put Gio's, like sometimes his diaper bag. It just looks like a little kid backpack because it has like Marvel characters on the outside.
But still.
But like even if I'm like, oh, I could leave it open. And they could see it's diapers and stuff, but they might think, oh, it might be a cell phone at the bottom mm-hmm. or an iPad.
Or so, someone's wallet. People leave wallets in diaper bags all the time.
So I'm like, that goes in the trunk. That has to go in the trunk.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it was just the icing on the cake. I'm like, I'm trying to do nice things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so mad. I wanted to yell at her. But I'm
like, I probably would have cried.
I felt like I could have, but I was so angry. Like they didn't even come out. Normally I'm that angry crier.
Yeah.
But I was just so angry. I was so done.
Yeah,
I think that's why it was. I'm like, I have been sick. I've been moving all this stuff back and forth from Tacoma. I just spent 2 hours in traffic to get here. And that happened 30 minutes after I got here.
Oh, man.
And it was just I hadn't eaten anything all day.
And Vicky gets hangry, if you guys don't know. Like, she gets hangry.
But because of that, when I got there, I was like, okay, I'm going to go maybe get something at the store next door, the restaurant next door. I'll just grab a quick snack or something. And because of the window thing, like, I was so mad that I didn't eat.
Oh. So then did you guys just, like, drive home and, like, not celebrate New Year's at all?
So what I ended up messaging, because I was supposed to start earlier and hang out with my friend. She's currently, my best friend's pregnant. I can say that now because it's official.
Yay!
So we were going to, like, hey, if we can get more people in, we'll go out. But we couldn't get anybody else. So I'm like, well, she's like, can we just stay in and just drink and hang out? Well, she would drink her soda water.
Her sparkling Martinellis.
Yes. So I'm telling her, like, everything, giving her all these updates. Like, I was just stuck in traffic. That same day, because of all the moving up and down, and I hadn't eaten anything, and I was just chugging water because it's...
She's getting livid talking about it.
I was so hot and I was getting nauseous that when I had done a load to put in my car in my trunk, my window's broken, I proceeded to just vomit outside. And people probably thought I was drunk walking by, like, that walked by
for
me.
Sure.
And I'm like, but I was literally just throwing up water because that was all that was in my stomach.
You just started puking.
And I was just like, are you kidding me?
Vicky.
I'm like giving my friend updates. So she was so sweet. She's like, tell me when you get home. I'll come pick you up and we'll go to my house. So I got home. I showered. Probably she got my house around 10 p.m.
Oh, man, that's late.
Yeah, right. And so her husband made me like a travel mug wine, you know, those wine travel ones. He made me one, you know, with my whiskey ginger, my drink. He's like, we got you this for the road. So it's a 10-minute drive to her house. I'm sitting there drinking. I'm like, thank you, guys.
It's been such a bad day.
And they're like, are you hungry? Do you need to eat? I'm like, I'm not hungry, but I literally have not had, like, anything since, like, 8 in the morning. I had Cheerios.
Yeah.
And it was 10 p.m. And so they're like, you're going to eat. And, I proceeded to scarf down a bunch of pizza, had, like, two more drinks that were pretty loaded. So I got a good buzz going. And then midnight happened. And I think I was probably home by, like, 1:30, 1-ish. Because it was just us hanging out in our pajamas.
Yeah, and then they drove you home.
It was so nice. It was relaxing. It was what I needed. I was like, thank you, guys. Like,
yeah, after such a bad day.
It was just a bad couple weeks. It was just a lot, like, stuff on top of stuff throughout the whole thing. Like, I'm very appreciative for those really nice moments I did have, like with my family and, you know, with Prince Migs. And we got to paint his room. And so now, like, his room's going to not look crappy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super excited. But I have been busting my ass. And so my dad's like, we need a real vacation this year.
Yeah.
So maybe sometime in May, I'm trying to figure out, like, our days off. And, like, we want to do, like, an extended weekend, like maybe a 4-day thing.
With your family?
Mm-hmm. We just go to the Oregon coast and just relax.
Oh, wow. I thought it was going to be like to Maui or like Cancun or like somewhere like a real vacation.
Well, we're not.
You can go to Oregon whenever you want. It's like.
Well, we also have Prince Migs, foster kid. I mean, we could take him to Maui, but so my mom has like a really bad fear of water, like open water.
Okay.
Like she'll go into a pool, but even then she looks like a cat like that you put into, like you're trying to put a cat in a bathtub.
They're like. Meow.
She's just sitting there like just all tense and just nope. I don't know where it comes from. She doesn't do open water, and she very rarely does pools. Like, she'll stick her feet in.
Does she ever, like, go to the lake around here and stuff? Or, like, surrounded by...
No.
Oh.
She's just afraid. So, it's like, we don't want to necessarily go somewhere that is all, like, water-based. Like, hey, we're going to go, you know, water skiing and snorkeling and stuff, because she wouldn't participate. And plus, Prince Migs is too little to really do any of that stuff.
Well, Oregon coast, you're on the coast. You're, like, surrounded by water still.
Yeah, but where there's, like, the small little towns, and we're going to go to a hotel with a pool so she can at least go in the hot tub.
I mean, that's like Hawaii, though. There's, like, still towns and land.
But this is cheaper.
Oh, well.
They're doing a lot of
go to Oregon, like.
Well, they're doing a remodel of the house. Like, we don't have money to spend, Sarah. Just to throw it out.
I thought when you said like we're gonna like we need a vacation. Like, I thought you guys could go to Oregon like for the weekend. Like, it's like 4 hours. Like, if you guys had the same days off, like
that's the nice part.
Like, I guess when I think of like a we're going on vacation,
like for us that is a vacation. That shows how little we actually relax.
Yeah, I mean, you guys could though.
But
that's kind of like
honestly, we're trying to find a cheaper route because of the adoption process, like saving up money to put up front because we're getting reimbursed and stuff, but still putting money up front for that. My parents are trying to sell their house, so they're putting money into remodeling, like certain they're putting in new trim and new floors, painting.
Well, yeah, no, I get that, but like if
bathrooms,
they wanted to relax like more, I mean, Oregon's so close that it's not
But then you get back and you can't relax because you just spent thousands more.
Well, I mean, you're still going to have that regardless, though, whenever you take a vacation.
Yeah, we're not going to, like, you're still going to save thousands of dollars. And for us, we'll still have the same type of fun because for us.
That's good, then.
Yeah, like, You're not coming on the vacation, Sarah.
Well, when I think of vacation, I think of like a vacation, you know?
Yeah, we've never done that.
That's why I thought it was so exciting. I was like, oh, the snap. That's amazing. You guys are
going to
like.
We will. We do have plans that after Prince Migs is adopted, though, we are going to go on a proper vacation.
Like?
In like a few years.
Like Hawaii or something.
Like we talked Hawaii or even like bring him to Mexico to meet more family. Yeah. But then go to the beach and stuff. So, but we can take him out of state. We just have to give them
notice.
Out of country, I don't think they would let us do.
Until he's adopted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and even if they could, like we could, I think we'd have to give him like even longer notice.
Yeah, probably.
Like, okay, we're going to go to Canada.
Yeah.
Like just because of all that stuff. So that is our, those were our holidays.
Pretty
crappy.
Yeah. I would use the other word, but we can. But
I'd say overall, like, that was a good, I don't want to say 50-50, like 60% crappy, 40% all right.
Yeah.
But let's, okay, so we're going to go long on this podcast because there's just so much to talk about. We want to talk about the decade in review and also, like, what are people's resolutions? Because I actually did get a message, and I think we got one on Instagram, too.
We did.
Do you want to read yours first?
Sure. This is from Marty and Yelm. Welcome back, beauties. At least I hope you're back, LOL. Hope you had a good holiday break. I found a couple new podcasts in the meantime. Anna Faris, Unqualified, is a good one. Mm-hmm. I think your listeners as well. As you both would like. Hearing one of your goals, Vicky, if you're comfortable, I'd love to take you shooting. Vicky said yesterday, I think on the main show, that going shooting, you've never shot a gun before, you want to do that
this
year.
And that's on my list.
22 years retired Army and a stickler for safety and respect for all firemen. It would be fun. Did Sarah get her keg stand in last year? And what other goals do you have? Mine to be the best father I can be.
Aw.
That's awesome.
So first off, did you do the keg stand?
No. Okay.
You did do you shotgunned a beer properly.
Shotgunned a beer properly and beer bonged.
So I feel like 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I feel like a failure. I feel like I don't deserve any more New Year's resolutions because I couldn't even accomplish one in 2019.
You accomplished 2.
But like it was like a one, like
I'm trying to help.
It was all together. Two out of three. No, you got to get 3 out of 3. They're your New Year's resolutions. So,
fair enough.
But you know, I realize I don't go to any parties with kegs, and 90% of my friends don't drink beer. So it was crunch time. I was thinking about getting a small keg, and then I was like, do I want to spend this money on this? Mm-hmm. And yeah, so. I fail at life. Let's just say that.
It just occurred to me. We technically have a keg here.
Well, and then I was thinking at the restaurant I work for, like, I should have just, like...
Done it.
Yeah. Hey, manager, can I do a keg stand in our keg? It will be recorded, but we don't have to say we're here. But,
I feel like we can try to make that happen at, like, Paint of the Grass or something.
It's over now. This is, like...
No, it continues on for me.
It's not 2019.
It continues on for me, because I've never done a keg stand either.
Would you do one with me?
I would do one with you.
Whoa, if we're together and there's a keg, then
we're doing
hell
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll we're going to do it.
But yeah, now it's like not my mission.
See, I don't really like the idea of like resolutions. And I feel like everyone's calling them goals now because resolution is just so overused and so like thought of you're going to fail it because everyone fails resolutions.
I mean, I love it. I think a lot of people have goals mm-hmm. and that they kind of get like put to the wayside or forgot about mm-hmm. or like I'll do it later or like this, that, and the other. When I feel like a New Year's resolution, it's like, mm-hmm. hey, bitch, you have 365 days to do this, period. See, I think it puts a timeline on it.
You're not a procrastinator, right?
For the most part. I mean, depends, I guess, but not really.
So, okay, I'm going to be this. I saw a TED Talk. My roommate sent me this TED Talk, and it was actually really, really interesting. And the short versions, check it out. It's just like the TED Talk on procrastination.
Okay.
And this guy basically explains in cartoons. It was really funny. So we have this thing. It's the procrastination monster or the procrastination monkey. And he's sitting there and he's not doing any of the stuff that's, you know, meant for long-term stuff because there's no payout. It's mm-hmm. like you're not getting that instant gratification. The only thing that can defeat the procrastination monkey is the deadline monster. When you have a deadline, that's when your procrastination is like, nope. Like, let's say it's closer and closer to your deadline. You're like, I need to do this because you get that anxiety, that fear, that need to do it. The only problem, like that works, like, you know, if you're writing a school paper, you know, work stuff, whatever. The only problem in life is that we have so many goals that don't have deadlines. Mm-hmm. So the procrastination monkey just runs wild.
Yeah.
And so that totally like sunk in with me because I'm with a lot of stuff. And that's why I said I wanted to shoot a gun. that's something I've wanted to do for years. I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. I've never done it. Mm-hmm. I want to go take a class. I want to learn how to use a gun, how to take care of one. I don't know if I'd want to own one for myself. I know my roommates do. But I want to be able to use one in the events that I had to. And I also want to take a self-defense class because that's also been on my list of things like that I've never put a deadline on.
Yeah, and because so, it's like one of those things you can, oh, I'll do it. I'll do it eventually.
I'll do it later.
Yeah, that's why I like the whole like thought rather than a goal, because people have goals all the time. Yeah. But for me, a resolution is like, all right, and a year is a good amount of time right. to get whatever you mm-hmm. want to do done, like unless it's something that takes longer, or right, you know, yeah. like having a kid in a year, like right. something that's not like, but most things mm-hmm. you can do within 365 day or 366 because it's leap year this year. So I think that's good if you and mm-hmm. just be able to say it out loud, like I want to do it this year. Right. Then you're like, oh, people know.
Right.
Like,
so I'm actually, what we're going to do is that we have this cork board and we're putting notes on them of all the things that we want to accomplish. And we're not calling them resolutions. They're more like our goals, but we're putting a deadline on these. Like our deadline is less goals, or goals without deadlines, but we're going to put a deadline on it.
What is the deadline different for every one of these goals?
It depends like on what else we put on the list. As of now, I think this one, I think is a good, give it a year for a lot of the ones on my list so far.
So they're like resolutions.
Kind of, but some of these might be more like a 2-year thing. Like, hey, I would like to buy a new car eventually, or, you know.
Yeah, that save one, money for a trip.
I would like to go to London, but I think that's honestly like 2 years away.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, so not everything is a full resolution.
Or like a year necessarily. Yeah.
But like, for sure, like, I've really gotten the idea of like firing a gun for the first time, taking a self-defense class. I've never done that. I've always said I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want to work on my art projects and actually try to sell them.
Yeah.
And like actually get down and do a bunch of them and maybe open up an Etsy store and actually try to do more
of
that. Get
some profit from it.
Yeah. Or I'm like, I don't even care if I make like $3 for each one. Like, okay. I just want to like, hey, I want to do this.
$3 still make you holla though.
And I'm trying to find like an actual hobby that I like and that I can do consistently that I can afford, but also that'll keep me in shape. So my roommate suggested, like, potentially we can start doing a form of martial arts.
Well, I mean, if you end up loving self-defense.
Yeah, like, and that's kind of where I'll see. I'm like, if I like self-defense, then maybe I'll take, like, a martial arts.
You used to always want to do soccer again or pick that back up.
And I'm just, like, so, honestly, I am so, I have no, is it stamina?
Yeah.
Endurance. I have no endurance for running anymore, that when I do go and play with people, like, I've been told, like, you are you're a great soccer player. None of, like, the people here, like, you can tell you have more skill than most of the people here.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people are runners. Like, they
girl, they're those. Hello.
Hello.
You just got to build that cardio up, though.
Right.
Like, that's something you have to build up.
Exactly. And it's one of those, like, I really, really hate it. And I need to get my ass over that. It's like when, you don't procrastinate that much. But for me, like, the reason I procrastinate, because it just seems like such a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've built it up in my head to the point where I've convinced myself, like, well, you can't do it anyways. You'll never accomplish it anyway, so why bother?
Oh.
So it's like me trying to get over that in my own head, too.
Or it's like you're trying to make your mind make an excuse for yourself so right. you don't even try to do it.
And it's like self-deprecating, which is worse. Because that's even me with losing weight. It's like, why bother start? You're never going to lose the weight you want to look. You're going to look like your grandmother, who's very unhealthy. Like that sort of thing. Like, you're not going to ever get what you want.
Yeah, you can't. Exactly. Have your mind do that, because then your mind's just saying that to you and you're... That's your
I'm accepting
excuse
it.
Not to.
Yeah. So that is part of the thing I'm working on.
That's
like, between
gonna be
therapy.
A good one.
Exactly. It's like rewiring my thinking process, because it's also do you ever get this where, and I've talked to my therapist about this. You say something like, oh, man, I just when I buy my house,
mm-hmm.
like that's going to solve all my problems. Maybe not in those words, but it's like, okay. I'll have my house. That means I can start food prepping. That means I can start working out. Like, once I buy my house, it's going to set up my life the way I need it to. And then I'm going to be good.
Well, yeah, I think you have like this goal, and then you're like, okay, once I complete this goal, then all of a sudden everything else will fall in line, because I've wanted this so bad that like I have the picture. It's me in my house, and I'm gonna start doing this.
Like
then I'm gonna
jogging in the neighborhood. And yeah, that, right.
Making friends with all of my neighbors,
and like finding the love of my life. That kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's all just gonna fall in place one by one.
Exactly, but there is this moment where you sit there, and I'm glad I got the house because I think it really helped me realize that this is a cycle that I fall into, and a lot of people fall into. I bought my house, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, what next? I don't know what to do with myself.
You don't feel like I bought a house, so now I want to meal prep. Now I want to go jogging.
No,
now
like,
you're like,
you think you're going to feel those things, but you don't. You have to actually get in there. Like motivation isn't a switch that gets flipped on. It is partial. What's the word? Discipline slash, you know, fighting your own inner demons and being like, nope, you know, you can't have discipline because you're letting your all these excuses in your brain win.
Yeah.
So that is part of my goals, is to get better mentally health wise.
Mm-hmm.
I've changed a lot.
Positive self-talk.
Exactly. Figure out my, you know, just where I want to be and be okay with the things I don't have. And know that, like, cause even like, let's say I lose all the weight I want to lose and I do all that stuff, it doesn't mean that my life is going to be awesome. It's going to be the same as the house. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, cool. I lost all the weight. Now what?
Well,
am I going to be happy still? I'm not saying like I'm not going to lose weight, but I shouldn't rely on that to make everything good.
Exactly. Like buying a house. But I think there is like,
those are small victories. They're still victories.
Huge victories. Yeah. And I think your mind, and I know you give yourself credit, but I think, you know, like, F yeah, dude, you bought a house. Like, that is so dope. Like, you can look back on 2019, like, wow, I've been saving for like a year, 2 years, and I like, fine, like, this is mine. This, like, it is a huge accomplishment. And it is like, yes, you know, and I think that should be like
celebrated,
reminded. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big thing, you know, same with if you like do lose weight, or like, for me, like, I go to the gym a lot, and like, it's really, it's hard. It's a lot of discipline. It's annoying AF. But then sometimes I'll look at pictures and I'll be like, wow, like, I actually like don't hate this picture. Like, that is what, then I remind myself, like, Sarah, like, it is worth the work. Like, it is like, worth, like, you have to give yourself more credit, because
it's like, you're doing all this amazing stuff, like, to be healthy and to do what's good for you physically. And I know working out for you is really good for you mentally as well.
Because I'm crazy. Yeah.
I didn't say it.
But it's true. So then I remember, even though like I hate 90% of the pictures and I still think I can do this better, tone this up more, whatever. But I remember that picture and I'm like, okay, like, it is worth, you have to give yourself more credit. So like, you bought a house. Like, that's amazing. Right. And that's something you wanted to do for a while. So, you know, like, you have to victorize yourself.
You have to celebrate yourself.
Celebrate yourself.
Yes.
Give yourself victory.
So that'll be one of my, non-resolutions.
That's a tough one. That one's more like a life resolution.
Exactly. So that one, it's like, okay, like, this doesn't have a deadline, but let's put a deadline on it. Like, let's do this sooner than later kind of thing. Like, don't just put off taking care of your mental health for some time, other time, because you're too busy, like, to really sit there and delve into something that's not comfortable. But I'm actually going to start going to go to a range or take a class with my roommate. So weird.
That's so random and kind of so badass.
Like, I've never, like, everyone seems to have fired a gun before, and I never have.
I did.
See?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ex-boyfriend, middle of the woods, rifles. Like,
right. See, I've always wanted to shoot a rifle. I thought that'd be cool.
I know. It was so random.
Like, I don't want to go shooting. I don't want to go hunting, but I want to know how to use one.
Yeah. I mean, I just really didn't realize how much of the kickback. So my shoulder was like, woo, what the? But other than that, it was like, I was like, okay, been there, done that. Like, I didn't like find like a passion for it. I didn't
But you did it.
But I did it. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool.
So I know you said checked that you off. Didn't deserve any resolutions, but is there anything that you hope for in the near future to accomplish?
Dang.
Whether it's something like go on another vacation, or, you know, start, you know, I don't know. I don't know what, like, because there's start, like, because I was thinking all these things. I'm like, that involves spending money, and she doesn't like doing that.
What were you going to say?
Like, I don't know, like, because you dye your hair twice a year.
Yeah. And start dyeing my hair more.
It's like, oh, you know, doing this, or, you know, change, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. And it's weird because I usually have something, because I'm one of the few that really like New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I failed last year, so I was like, great. Why do I even deserve one this year? But then I was really thinking, like, okay, well, what? And I really still have to think about it. I'm not sure. I really...
Well, let's hear from Mike, the musical trucker.
Oh, yes. Trucker. Does he have one?
He says, hey, ladies, hopefully you had a good break. I missed hearing about your gun adventures. So I have never... Yeah, so we kind of already done that. Explain that. It's like, now that it's a new year, I need some advice on the best way to meet people. Mm. I don't drink or smoke, and I'm kind of boring, so any advice helps. Thanks, Michael, the musical trucker.
I don't drink or smoke.
See, I don't necessarily do those either, and I'm kind of in that spot, too. And that's, I think, kind of one of the other things, too. Like, I want to go... explore places in my neighborhoods or like area. Like I found 2 restaurants, bar places in the nearby area. I'm like, okay, I wrote them down because I was driving by. I'm like, wrote them down. Like we're going to go here at some point, like
good.
Within the next like couple months. Like I want to go try out this, you know, burger joint and I want to go try out this bar.
Yeah.
So like stuff like that. You don't have to drink to be at a bar. Definitely could do the whole soda water. If you're worried that people are going to look at you bad, like it, for one, are those people you really want to hang out with? But also, you can always just do the like a mint and soda water. Be that,
ugh, you're
be that
meet
able.
Those people.
I'm just kidding. But
I mean, if there's food there, then you can always like get food there.
Exactly.
But like, I would think it's really weird if you walked into a restaurant and just ordered a soda water.
I would assume
to try to meet people. Like
there are groups where you can go try to make friends. Like I think Bumble has like a thing where you can make friends that way too. I don't know how well it works.
Same with Events and Adventures.
Yeah. If you're looking, you know, if you're, I think that's for singles. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. You can make friends too.
Yeah.
But try a, like, if you like, do you like football? Go to a bar, like find a bar you really like and go, especially if it's a sports bar, and just start going every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I know football season will be over in like a month,
but
stuff
then there's
like that. Baseball,
XFL.
Yeah, the XFL direct, is going on. So if, that's what my buddy would do. He would go to this bar every Sunday, and he made friends with like all the servers. He made friends with everyone there, and they just bonded over watching football.
Yeah, and if they, like they if they they'll start to know you mm-hmm. if you come in there all the time. Like the restaurant I work for, we have regulars,
yeah.
and they're like kind of friends with us now. And then if they're there with us till close, and we all go out, they'll come with us. You know.
Right.
That's a good way of meeting people, except if you don't really like to drink, then I mean
you're the designated driver.
Yeah, you're DD.
But stuff like that, take classes. I know a lot of people get them in the mail, like for the community college. There's a bunch of classes in the back, like that you can do like on the weekends,
from like cooking or acting,
all kinds. Like there's like if you want to learn guitar, if you want to learn how to sew, if you want to, you know, even just do like a businessy class, like, hey, how to do your taxes and stuff. They have like a class for everything.
Yeah.
But even fun stuff. They have workout classes, too. You can take like, oh, it's yoga. It's like once a week and we'll show you how to do this for a certain price. Like you can try doing those classes. I think that would be a good way to go. I know that like let's say you're into board gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I know Marysville, we don't really have a board game cafe per se. There's Zulu's in Bothell. There's obviously Mox in Bellevue and in Ballard. But there's more and more of those places, AFK Tavern. And I've noticed that in some of those places, they'll put signs up like, hey, we're looking for another person to play with our group on like Tuesday nights.
Yeah. And gaming people are usually like really welcoming, like come play the games with
us. It's like we need somebody else to play with us.
Yeah.
You could even go. I know most places you can put a little sign up that says looking for players. Where I'm going to play this game. So whatever it is that you're really into, there's always classes, there's always groups, there's always people looking for other people that are into this sort of thing. So that's a shared interest.
Yeah.
So that might be a good way to start.
But there's also like, I know you can do on Tinder and stuff just for friends, right?
Isn't I know.
Like
I think Bumble, like, and I'm sure there is
some of the sites Tinder. Where it's like, because I know if you like a lot of people move to different places, I think they can have that option, which could be good.
I know it's hard. Seattle freeze is very real.
It's
I think the more north you go, I think it's a little bit more, it's got a southern feel because it's more rural.
Mm. Are they a little more nice?
I haven't gone out yet. I've been busy.
Oh.
This is awesome.
Vicky, how are you going to meet the love of your life in 2020?
I already have these restaurants written down. I'm going to meet them at these restaurants, Sarah.
Jesus.
But I did want to read one thing before we leave.
Okay.
It's a little long-winded, so bear with me. So this woman shared... like her decade in review.
Okay, so from 2009 to 2019?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this from last year?
Yeah, anyways, the last 10 years.
Okay.
For the last 10 years, yes. And she wrote, my decade in review. I got engaged, got married, had baby number one, bought a house, tenured, had baby number two, kicked ass at work. So I'll let you think also what your decade in review is for yourself. But she also says, now I want to know a secret. My unedited decade in review. I got engaged. I got married. Had surgery to better my chances of getting pregnant. Got pregnant. Had C-section number one. Dealt with crippling postpartum depression. Bought a house. Almost didn't get tenure. Cried for a whole semester due to house and tenure stuff.
Nice.
Lost the right ovary due to endometriosis. Second abdominal surgery or third abdominal surgery. Got tenure after fighting tooth and nail. Secondary infertility, appendicitis, which is surgery number four. Gave up on baby number two after 15 cycles and insane stress. Somehow ended up pregnant. Had C-section number two, surgery number five. Dealt with crippling cramps due to endometriosis, impossible endomyosis. Decided I couldn't live like this anymore, so I had a hysterectomy, surgery number six. Through all of this, taught all my courses and wrote and published. I'm sharing this because you never know what others are going through, and I get sad when I hear people comparing themselves to others. Some years and decades are better than others. Be kind to yourself and empathetic to others, and happy 2020.
Jesus Christ,
so
it, girl.
It's kind of
that's emotional.
A thing I had read was something along the lines of, it's so sad that people are comparing their behind the scenes like story to other people's highlight reels. So like the stuff that they post online, the stuff they tell you about, like you don't know what they're going through. Everyone's going through different crap.
Oh yeah.
So don't compare yourself just because like, hey, maybe you didn't fulfill your resolution this year, or maybe your life this last year has kicked your ass.
I mean, I look at even on my friends' stories, like, I mean, I've sprained my ankle, right? So I couldn't do a bunch of crap over the break, but I would look at their stories and even like I would get jealous. Even though I know they're behind the scenes and I know their behind the scenes sucks.
Yeah.
But even I would still like be jealous of what they were posting, but then I'd have to catch myself and be like, it's not fake, but it's not real at
the same
time.
That's not all of it. We're not seeing the full picture.
Yeah.
So don't ever compare your life to that. And basically, like, I have my goals. For the next couple years.
Yeah.
For the next year and for the next couple years.
Well, a lot of them are for this year, Vicky.
I know, but
I
want to go to Ireland.
Don't say a goal. Okay.
Ireland and London, so that's also on my list.
I will say, you have been talking about Ireland and Ireland. Yeah, Ireland and London for a long time now.
Well, I have been to both already.
You should put a...
Deadline
on that.
I have to talk to my friend because I promised I would go with her next, and she's the one that's pregnant. So we're trying to figure out when we would go.
Yeah, you have to figure out when she would be comfortable with going, or
so that's why
if
saying
she
years.
Would be okay with you just going without her.
Because
2 years, like, I don't even know if, I mean.
She's already making plans for concerts after the baby's born, so I'm like, I don't
this
know.
Is her first child, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
She may feel all types of different.
I have no idea. Like, that's why I'm like, I'm going to say 2 years, and then once that baby's out, we can kind of gauge from there.
Yeah, to see.
Because that one.
She might really want a vacation. Who knows?
Exactly. And I'm like, we can be gone for a week.
My mom went to Italy 3 months after I was born.
Right.
She was like, I'm out of here.
Exactly. So that's why that one's more, let's 2 years from now.
We'll see.
We'll see.
In discussion.
That can be a girl's trip. Dad, you stay home with the baby.
Hell yeah. That's not invited.
But yeah, definitely don't compare yourself to, don't even compare yourself to who you were 10 years ago because you're not the same person.
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah's still ratchet and kind of an a-hole, but you have grown up so much.
I wouldn't say so much. I would say a decent amount.
I was going to say, you're more accepting of things that you used to not be accepting of.
Yes.
In the sense of, you see things very black and white, but you're starting to accept the fact that, you know what, the world doesn't work that way, and I have to, unless I want to have a bunch of friction in my life, I have to accept that sometimes this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And you try to understand the other point of view.
Yes. And I think I am a little bit better at realizing I'm not always right. And I'm pretty much always right. But when I'm not right, I can see it and I have no problem like apologizing.
Accepting, yeah.
Yeah. Which a lot of people I feel like in my life don't like to apologize. So, yeah, but I'm like, I'm still kind of the crazy bitch I was. When was that? How old am I? 18? Dang.
Yeah, it's different. Like, it's like you work for the radio station. You've gone to do some cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. I went to school. I had another surgery.
So many things.
Yeah.
Good and bad have happened in the last 10 years. And same on my end. Like, got a house. Like, I moved out of Seattle, lived with my parents for a while. I got a baby brother. Like, I moved around.
Okay, that all happened in like a year.
Right.
that was all just like last year.
But I also, you know, worked at a restaurant. You know, there's a lot of things that did shape my life and who I got to meet. And
you
so,
went through a few different dudes.
A lot of dudes. Well, it's been 10 years.
A lot.
Well, it was a lot of dudes.
Okay, you.
Like serious relationships, yeah. Like important relationships. I've went through quite a few. And I don't want to say like serious relationship, but just important relationships.
Yeah.
Because I learned something from them. So it's interesting. Like, where are we going to be in 10 years, Sarah?
Dude, old.
Thanks.
Old. You're going to be 40.
I'm going to be
in 10 freaking years. You're going to be 40.
I'm going to be a hot 40-year-old.
You're
going to
be the sexiest 40-year-old. I kind of hope you get some gray hair.
I want some gray hair off like crazy.
Okay. But like,
actually, I have a thing we'll talk about on the next episode. We have gone like almost 3 times too long.
Sorry.
But I know some people are going to be cool with that. But we're going to shift gears and we'll see you next time.
Bye.